Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 52 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We're going to be talking about the other free agent occupational character classes other than the awesome Private Eye, whom I love. There are three on this page: the professional free agent, the wandering free agent, and the thief. The thief is pretty hokey, but it's a hokey archetype for sort of like spy martial arts crime movies, and it's fine. The wandering free agent is sort of like the free agent who gets a martial art form and has seen the world. It's not a great class, but fair enough. The professional free agent is a riddle wrapped in some bullshit. I'll read you the character description. The character has spent a lot of time independently studying the espionage world and selling her services to the highest bidder. Along the way, she's learned the advantages of concealing her identity and has even managed to install a couple of cyber disguise modifications. So, okay, this is in the category of freelance spies, and really all the description tells us is she's a freelance spy. So we gotta get into the mechanics. What does this character get? Sell me on the professional free agent book. Well, she doesn't get a martial art form. She gets two cyber disguises. That's unusual. It's not unique, but it's unusual. She gets skill programs. Quite a few. Not more than the, you know, professional agents who work for organizations, but like on their level. That's it. But oh, I do see something down here where I've highlighted it for being awful. Implant / cyber expense account. This is your budget for buying those two cyber disguises that you get. $50,000. You may be surprised to discover that if you go look up the price of cyber disguises, you'll find that $50,000 is not enough to buy two cyber disguises. In fact, it's only enough to buy one cyber disguise. That is to say, one specific cyber disguise. And it's a terrible one. I'm not going to spoil the one cyber disguise the professional free agent can afford, but oh man, is it the shits. I can't wait to talk about it. So let's take stock. This class is absolute garbage, much worse than the corresponding, agent occupational character classes. Its one selling point doesn't actually work because the character doesn't have enough money to buy the cybernetics that the game entitles him to. There's no real concept here, or so I thought, because I do go through the book first. I look at these pages to see, like, sort of what I'm going to talk about, and I stuck on this class because I'm like, what is going on here? What is this character? And I began to read between the lines. Keeping in mind what garbage this character is, listen again to the description of this free agent. The character has spent a lot of time independently studying the espionage world and selling her services to the highest bidder. Along the way, she's learned the advantages of concealing her identity and has even managed to install a couple of cyber disguise modifications. So here we have a character with no appreciable spy skills compared to others, who's just spent a lot of time sort of like reading the trades and putting herself out there. And with the money that she's made, she has invested in the cheapest possible disguise gadgets so that she can't be recognized again. Basically, this is a shitty, unqualified spy who advertises on the espionage version of Fiverr, looking for lucrative jobs to suck at, and then fade into the shadows with her shitty cyber disguise so that she doesn't get tracked down and killed for being bad at her job. She doesn't have a real spy job. She advertises unscrupulously to people who she tricks into hiring her. I mean, let's be honest. This character is awful. In a game called Ninjas and Super Spies, this character is neither. This character is a poser, a wannabe, an unscrupulous scammer selling an inferior product herself to unwitting employers. Do not buy a couch on Spy Craigslist from this woman. The professional free agent, the class for people who want to have no flavor and not be good at anything, is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we continue looking at character classes on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.